leadoff batter and the man we all want to hear from right now is our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, who joins us right now. Dr. Bill, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Sean.
And just lollygagging is the technical term I'm using for Sally out there in the Gulf. Just barely moving.
2 miles per hour. Headed in a northwesterly direction, and it will be turning more to the north this afternoon. And with that very slow pace, it's not going to make landfall till about daybreak tomorrow. And right now, the likely target for landfall would be southeastern Mobile County and possibly right over Mobile Bay. And if that occurs, it'll go up the bay, the center of it, and then turn to the northeast over northern Baldwin County and then head on up into southeastern and east central Alabama. But it's going to take its time tomorrow, slowly moving up the bay or Mobile County, and then into Baldwin County, and it'll take pretty much all day to do that. And that's going to keep all the winds and the heavy rain around through the day and on into tomorrow night. So it's going to be quite an ordeal with a lot of rain, of course. We can expect rainfall totals of 8 to 12 inches, and with some areas getting up around 20 or more inches because of the slow movement of the storm and the rain areas just sitting right over us. Now, what we can look for this afternoon is basically northeasterly winds, and they're going to run 30 to 40 miles an hour this afternoon with gusts of 50. That's just the beginning. Then tonight, the winds increase to 35 to 45 out of the northeast and gust up around 55 to 60. And then late tonight, northeast at 50 to 60 with gust up to 75 and 80 miles per hour. And then tomorrow, in the morning, we'll see a gust up around 75 to 80 at times. In the afternoon, still going to remain rather rough. However, the winds in the afternoon tomorrow will go around to the northwest. And we'll see gusts of around 70 miles per hour tomorrow afternoon. And then the winds begin to slowly subside tomorrow evening. And with gusts to around 50. And then Thursday, things really die down with a northwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And it will seem like dead calm after all that. And so we've got definitely some hurricane force gusts that will be occurring starting late tonight and carrying all the way through tomorrow and through tomorrow afternoon before things slowly start to improve tomorrow night. And again, it looks like landfall will occur perhaps southeastern Mobile County, and if it goes up the bay, then we might say that landfall won't occur until it gets to northern Baldwin County. Of course, if it goes up the bay is very warm and might enjoy going up, up Mobile Bay this time of the year. And it looks like a storm surge along the coast of 7 to perhaps 9, maybe even 10 feet along the coast and around Mobile Bay.
All right, Dr. Bell, first of all, this easterly movement, which is slow with Sally, but easterly movement and bring it into the bay. I know this is just a habit of all of us along the Gulf Coast, you know, looking at one storm and going, yeah, that reminds me of another storm. But I mentioned Danny yesterday. I mean, Danny did that move into the bay as well, didn't it?
Yeah, and then it stayed there.
Yeah.
It stayed there for a day or more right over the bay. And the water temperatures in the bay at that time were in the low 90s. And once Danny left, the temperatures had dropped into the 70s in the bay.
Wow.
And it stayed there and, of course, produced some record rains down in Dauphin Island, where 36 inches of rain were recorded. And that's the water that made it into the gauge, because they did have some hurricane force winds down there at Dauphin Island at the time. So the real measurement could down there, if it wasn't for the very high winds, we could have seen 45 or 50 inches of rain down at Dauphin Island. Now, this one is going to produce plenty. I mean, we're looking at the potential for some areas getting up to 20 inches and maybe even more than that. So flash flooding is going to be a problem because some of these rain squalls that come through tonight and tomorrow could dump 3 inches or more per hour. That's a lot of rain in a one-hour period. And all of that water will be runoff because the ground is going to be saturated by tonight from the rains today and through the evening. And therefore, flash flooding is likely, and also flooding in streams across Mobile County and Baldwin County. And then, of course, with the gradual movement of that storm up through northern Baldwin and through the interior of southwest Alabama, all that goes into the river systems in Alabama, which means it'll be coming down this way over the next few days.
Yeah, I know. I want to talk about that more with you in the future. I was already looking at the predictions on the Alabama, the Tom Bigbee, and the Mobile River already going up above flood. But just in the short term, you know, you talk about that 3 inches an hour possible, and this is rain that's going to try to drain into waterways that are already going to be backed up with storm surge, right? You said up to possibly 10 feet.
Yeah, and the rainfall per hour could be more than that because radar indicated out over the Gulf that there were hourly amounts, I believe, up near 5 inches.
Wow.
That's incredible, per hour out over the Gulf. And so already out in the Gulf of Mexico, they were getting rainfall totals of up to 18 to 20 inches. And that was just in a 24-hour period. So that gives you an idea of the potential for the heavy rain. And it doesn't happen that often, although we saw it in Houston where a storm stayed for a long period of time. Usually we're accustomed to seeing the hurricanes come in rapidly. We get a few hours of hurricane force winds, and then the storm moves inland and decreases in intensity. But this one's just going to be very slow. And that's going to increase the rainfall problem, the flooding problem in the area.
And Dr. Bill, once again, to go back to the winds here as we recap, peak winds, you think for, let's talk about in town, in the, let's say in Mobile, in Spanish Fort, in Daphne, are we looking at, you said 55 mile an hour sustained or more?
Yeah, mostly you'll see winds late tonight and through a good portion of tomorrow, generally running 50 to 60, or we could say 45 to 60 miles an hour, and then occasional gusts getting up to 75 and 80 miles an hour. And the way things are going now, that will be experienced in Mobile, around the bay, on the eastern shore, and then all the way up into northern Baldwin and eastern portions of Mobile County. If the storm takes that path, that either going up the eastern side of Mobile County or right up the bay, a large area will experience those hurricane force winds.
So this is putting more areas to the east in play, but it's not letting places like Dauphin Island or Balabatri or Coden off the hook.
Oh, that's right. In fact, it's likely that, of course, to get into Mobile County, it's got to cross Dauphin Island. So Dauphin Island will very likely see the full impact of the center of the storm, meaning that they're going to get the high winds at one side, the northern side of the eye, and then on the southern side of the eye. We may see a slight decrease in intensity of the storm as it arrives on the coast. Right now, we're looking at least a minimal hurricane. Somewhere around 80 miles per hour. Right now it's at 85. That's a drop down from 100 it was yesterday. And that's mainly because of a little bit of wind shearing that may occur. And also the slow movement of a hurricane, that sometimes can cause it to decrease in intensity because it's bringing deeper water up to the surface. But right now, of course, it's or shortly it'll be moving over some water that's shallow compared to what it has been over earlier, and that shallow water is fairly warm with depth. So once it gets closer to the coast, I don't expect any significant drop until it gets inland.
All right, Dr. Bill, well, we'll check back with you next hour for another update on the slow movement of Hurricane Sally.
Okay, Sean.
All right, there he is, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.